Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I think one of the things that I want to talk about next really is go back onto Darwin Núñez a little bit, because I want to do the talk about next week, because I think it's important for us right now. Like, obviously Jürgen was asked about whether Núñez would be in his starting 11, and he was also thought pretty apt mention that, like, you know, if I started him today, he wouldn't have played so angry. And he did play angry, and obviously that's probably got an impact in him and getting his two goals, Andy. Like, is it as simple as he starts up front next week for you against Villa?
I think he probably does have to. I mean, you know, Jürgen's going to have a big decision to make. It'd be very, very brave to leave him on the bench again. You know, I think at that point, you know, you get an angry Núñez coming on yesterday, but I think if you leave him on the bench again, you'll just get a really frustrated and hot-headed Núñez, because, you know, he'll see that as injustice, and possibly rightly so. But what's important to mention is that, you know, how the game's going to play out against Villa at home next week is completely different to the 10 minutes in which he came into yesterday against Newcastle. You know, they're a really solid team. Unai Emery has them really, really well set up, well organised. Frustrated us loads last season, frustrated us loads the season before.
Every Emery side's been a struggle for us, yeah. To be fair.
And he will be coming to Anfield. You know, we mentioned the mentality in Newcastle and being that sort of top six side and feeling like they have to win these games. Villa are still, as much as they're playing very well and as much as they're a good team, they're still at the point where they're coming to Anfield for a draw, and they will come for a draw. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those, you probably are going to have quite a bit of the ball, you probably are going to have chances, and probably balls are going to be falling around in the box, and I'm not sure how much a Gakpo at home to a team that sits in so much is necessarily going to be effective. Obviously Jota can help when it gets scrappy, but I just think if you are going to get chances, I think, yeah, play the lad who's just banged 4% chances in.
Yeah, I think it's impossible to ignore him, to be honest with you. I do. My preference would remain, he sat here then thinking whilst Andy was talking, my preference would remain Cody Gakpo. It genuinely would. If I was picking my best 11, we always talk about like cup final 11, don't we? What would it be? Gakpo would be in it ahead of Núñez, in spite of what happened yesterday, really would. And I say that with the caveat that Gakpo hasn't started the season particularly well for me. But I know two of them games in midfield, which obviously isn't his preferred position. But to kind of riff off what Josh said earlier, in terms of he's clearly integral to what Jurgen Klopp sees his plans. Like, the fact he's in the side early season, ahead of like Harvey Elliott, who's played exclusively as a midfielder for quite some time now, suggests that he sees Cody Gakpo as very much a name on the team sheet, if not one of the very first ones, probably behind like Alisson, Van Dijk, Mohamed Salah, those kind of people. So I would be inclined to stick with Gakpo. However, I don't know what you do to the lad's confidence if you don't pick him. Like, we've all said how much of a confidence player he is, and I referenced this yesterday. I think last season, it was a rollercoaster ride with Darwin Núñez. It may always be that way. But he actually started the season okay. Obviously, gets his goal against Fulham, Community Shield goal as well. And then the red card against Palace sets him back weeks in his sort of bedding in period. And he never really manages to recover. He has flashes here and there, little glimpses of magic, the Real Madrid goal, for instance, a couple of moments. And you think, okay, that's great, now build on that. But he never does. Now, there's something there, yes, that he can build on. And he can only build on that by starting the next game. So I think it's a weird one. I think the sensible choice would be to pick him. Because if you don't, what message are you sending, like I say? But I think, honestly, I think if Klopp, it depends how ruthless he wants to be. I mean, if he wants to pick his very best 11, one he believes will win that game of football, he doesn't go with Núñez.
Josh?
I think it's a really tricky one. I think the issues as to why he hasn't been playing are still there. Mm-hmm. Even if he's just scored twice, they're still there. So I think it's a tactical thing for me. I think Liverpool need to control the game more to accommodate a player as chaotic as he is. Mm-hmm. And I think if Liverpool can establish that, we can then integrate him and he'll hurt them more than he'll hurt us. But whether we can establish that against Villa without Van Dijk on the pitch, with Endo still getting to grips with the Premier League, it remains to be seen, really. I think it bodes well that I think Villa are very much an offside trap team under Emery. So that bodes well for Nunes and what he offers as a threat and behind and things like that. I think that's, you probably want that more than ever against a team like that than you do what Gakpo offers, for example.
Second choice goalkeeper's playing as well, isn't he? You know, so,
Olsen.
So if you're playing a high line, obviously the goalkeeper's very, very crucial in that. And you know, if the second choice is he going to be a bit hesitant? He's obviously not as good as Martinez. I think it's interesting because like people are saying he played Gakpo in the midfield because we had no midfielders, and there is a part of that. But I think there's a part of Jurgen Klopp that was like, I was glad I didn't have to make a decision at the start of the season between Jota and Diaz, who'd both had a brilliant preseason. You know, and I think possibly against Philly, you could see Gakpo drop back into the midfield. I don't want to see him there, but do you need an Endo-type player against Villa at home? Possibly not. But then, you know, Jota comes on, does really well, so you'll want to fit him in. Diaz has to play, Salah has to play, and you want to fit Nunez in. So I think all five of them have,
one
like
thing
a,
on Salah,
really
at the back end of last season, he started to understand where Darwin was moving to. I think that was over and over again. And I think yesterday's game, Josh, he shows that again, doesn't he? I mean, it is an unbelievably good assist by Mo Salah.
Yeah.
The weight of it, the fact he threads it through three players as well. Like, they do have a bit more of an understanding. And he just seems to be, I don't know, just having something with Nunes.
Yeah, I think they've got a bit of a relationship there, haven't he? And if you think of Salah's time at Liverpool so far, he's never really had that kind of player running beyond him, has he? Like, he's always been that player, Salah, that threat in behind for Liverpool. And the player through the middle has been Bobby, who's been going the opposite way. So Salah's now got that player to find. And he's always had them passes in his locker, Salah. It's never really received much publicity, but he's always been able to find those players. So I think that's definitely a dynamic that's going to improve. But you know, going back to the Gakpo thing, that's again an issue with Nunes, because I think if you deploy Nunes, he only plays as the nine for me. He plays nowhere else. If he plays as the nine, I think the way in which players have started the season, especially, I think Diaz has the left locked down for now for me. That then probably means if Gakpo doesn't play in midfield, he's on the bench. Klopp doesn't seem to want him on the bench. He seems to want him on the pitch. But if you play him as an eight, in my opinion, he doesn't give you the control that you need to accommodate Nunes. So
Gakpo right back and coming, I can see it.
So it's a problem. I suppose it's a nice problem to have if you want to go back to that. Like, but tactically, it's a tricky one, because I agree with everything Dan said about Gakpo so far, in the sense of I don't think he's had the best start of the season. And I had a look at the numbers actually during the week. Playing in midfield, mate, he's averaging about 20 passes per 90, right? Curtis Jones last season in the same role was averaging 50. Szoboszlai so far on the opposite side in an identical role is averaging 50. Gakpo's down at 20, mate.
Hendo was about 57 or 58 last season, yeah, of the course of the year as well.
You know, for Gakpo to be playing in the middle of the park as an eight like that, he's a bit of a black hole at the minute. Like, there's nothing there almost in
the
possession game.
You're right, obviously, but Klopp will be fully aware of that, and yet still it feels like he wants him on the pitch, even if it is in that role, which just tells you how much trust, how much faith he has in him. And on the other hand, says he has a lack of, not a lack of, but sort of a lesser trust in the likes of Harvey Elliott, in the likes of Curtis Jones when he was available on the season. Like, it just shows you how much love he has for Cody Gakpo. We clearly, when he signed him last season, thought, I don't know whether they expected it, I don't know whether they have unearthed this gem, or he just came in and they all went, wow, he can do all this other stuff as well. Because when we signed him, left winger predominantly for PSV, he played a little bit as a nine. I don't think anybody really envisaged what he was going to become, or looks like he may well become. So I don't know who spotted him and who spotted the fact he could do all this other stuff, but whoever it was deserved a lot of credit. But for me now, like I say, it doesn't feel like Jurgen Klopp wants to name an 11 without Cody Gakpo's name in it.
No, I think that's right, isn't it? Go on.
Yeah, it's just Arsenal are doing a very similar thing with Havertz at the minute. And Havertz has come in for a bit of stick, because I think, you know, like Gakpo, wouldn't be surprised if the numbers were the same in terms of how many passes. Havertz is, he's looked quite anonymous in games, but there has been one or two big chances that have been created for Arsenal in their games, which have just come from Havertz picking up the ball in that area and threading a pass through. And I think one of the things they do rate about it is, even if they are on the periphery of games, your Gakpos and your Havertz is playing in the eights, when they can get a control of the ball in those attacking areas, and it's holding on to the ball in those areas, which pushes the defenders back another sort of 10-20 yards, can just be invaluable. And I just wonder if those one or two moments a game that you will get from your Gakpos and your Havertz is sort of outweighs all the other stuff.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.